All right, it's 8:40 on the ticket, and let's open the door and welcome an old friend into the studio. It's our sports psychologist who teaches psychology at the University of Texas at Dallas and joins us from time to time, Dr. Carlton Maxwell.
Good morning, Jane.
Pull your chipper today.
Good morning, Jane. Yes, yeah. Because I've been enjoying my morning coffee.
Oh, boy, here we get the live sip.
It's so good.
You have to do that every time.
I injected a lot of cream into this black coffee.
Uh-huh. Here. That's how you like it.
Love it, Craig.
Well, Dr. Maxwell, we wanted to get you on this morning to talk about the psychology of going from the football field to the broadcast booth and what Tony Romo may encounter.
Thank you so much for bringing me in here, because I really think I'm going to help a lot of people today who are having to deal with this issue.
There's really only one that we know of in the Metroplex, but that would be good if he's listening.
You know, it makes you wonder, why would Tony want to leave football? I mean,
Football.
Yes, correct. That's what I said. Right. Open your ears, George. Not listening again.
Okay.
I mean, leaving football, leaving the competitiveness, the adrenaline rush, the sweat, the grunting, all those big ebony bodies bearing down on you so hard.
Dr. Maxwell.
Yes, I'm right here. Wait,
are you okay?
Yes, I was talking about football with Tony Romo.
Seemed like you were being carried away to another world.
No. I'm right here. My head is right here.
Okay.
You know, this had to be very difficult. I believe it had to be a very difficult decision.
I believe it had to be a very difficult decision.
Yes, that's what I'm saying, you fool. And I'm sure that Tony conferred with his partner and wife, Candace. I know I always confer with my partner in life in every big decision.
Who is that? Because you were married, but she's no longer in the picture, correct?
We don't have words, no.
Right.
But we communicate through my son and our son, right. Josh.
Right. You and I don't want to pry here, but who's your new partner?
It's somebody that is nobody to you. Okay, moving on.
Okay.
Tony could be in for a rude awakening, and I haven't heard this discussed too much in the media, both nationally and nationwide, that this transition may not be easy. Now, obviously, I'm something of a professional broadcaster, okay?
A bit, yeah.
Having spoken at over 4,000 colleges and high schools, over 7,000 elementary schools, okay? I've had some experience in this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just a warning to Tony, trying to join our ranks, because the three of us in this room are all very professional broadcasters.
Sure, okay.
Not everyone is a natural-born communicator like the three of us.
Okay.
Not everyone can speak so clearly,
right?
So forcefully, so on the nose like we can. Just like that. Easy, 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 right? They made it come so easy to Tony. So what I did is I brought in some beaks that I have eaten.
Some what?
Some beaks.
Some beaks.
Beaks. Beaks.
Oh, books. There they are, books. He's got a whole
That's
stack
right.
of books.
That's right. Dr. Carlton
there.
Maxwell is a noted author. He has written or co-written over 8,000 books.
That's right. More than Isaac Asimov combined.
Confusing. So which beaks did you bring in?
Which what?
Books did you bring in?
Oh, yes. I brought in this one here. This one's called, look at it, Broadcasting Not As Easy As You Think by Joe Namath.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he had some trouble.
You know, these would be good for Tony to read before he goes on his first broadcast.
You always just say ballet and things like that.
But
Joe Namath, he had a funny way of saying his L's. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead. I was just trying to...
Okay.
What? I thought we were having fun here.
Here's another one that Tony ought to read. It's called I Should Have Stayed in Broadcasting and Avoided the Whole Murder Thing by O.J. Simpson.
Ooh. Oh, my gosh. I don't think he would...
He was not very long-lived in the broadcasting.
I would think we would have heard of that book.
Yeah.
And then how about this one here? This one is... You can still succeed in broadcasting without any discernible talent by Tony Siragusa, with a special forward by Terry Bradshaw.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I may want to read that one.
It might be motivational.
And then I do have, I believe, some bargain books for you guys here.
Some bargain books.
Some what? What?
Bargain books.
Yes, bargain books.
Yes.
That's what I said. This one is now 75% off.
Wow.
This is a married guy's guide to parting over 50 trouble free by Michael Irvin.
All right.
I'm just trying to get it off.
Yeah.
Get it out of the warehouse right now.
Special sale.
A special sale. All of these must go.
Well, Dr. Maxwell, it's always great to see you and have you in studio. And
thank you so much, Greg.
Occasionally, I'll bump into you on the street, and I wish I'd said hi the other day because I saw you.
Yes, you're always appreciably friendly.
I saw you at a department store, and I didn't want to approach you because I thought you might be a little embarrassed. You were buying a Caitlyn Jenner poster. And you told your friend that you were with
that would have been cool at that, I think.
You said something to the effect of Caitlyn has been a role model for you. And you hope to follow in her footsteps. And so I didn't want to interrupt you and your friend.
I'm already transitioned, bitch!
I didn't get to ask him about that big announcement.
Why do you have to get so personal with him every time? All right, there goes Dr. Carlton Maxwell.